How to communicate with your subconscious mind. Typically, we never give our minds any conscious thought. We go about our days and continue living life the way we've always lived. It is only during moments of conflict and quiet reflection that we normally begin to ponder on our actions, or what drove them. It is only when we get disrupted that we try to search inside for answers, yet this is the first place we should look. Most of our problems' solutions are nowhere to be found outside but within ourselves. We can uncover powerful truth and insight by getting to know our minds better. Several studies have unraveled some of the dynamics of the human mind. Researchers say that conscious thought only makes up 5% of our brain activity, while the rest are on autopilot, maneuvered by the subconscious. Conscious thought may be highly vulnerable to forgetfulness, exhaustion, and is creatively limited, but the subconscious mind is virtually impeccable in design. The subconscious mind runs most of our brain activity, driving us to think the way we normally think, to feel things as we do, to behave and react to certain stimulus on a day-to-day basis. If there's anything we need to change in our lives in a major way, we can seek the subconscious mind's assistance to make the process easier and long-lasting. Changes in life can be successfully started on a subconscious level. So tap into the power of your subconscious mind when you are making a change. Tapping into our subconscious mind can help us get through a change. Our thought patterns and behaviors are deeply ingrained in our subconscious. Whenever we try to cause a change, we are disrupting the work of our subconscious mind. It seeks to protect our habits and long-term life programming, ensuring we operate the same way at all times. Introducing changes may not be happily received by the subconscious right away, making the experience inconvenient and nearly impossible to sustain. But the moment it does, the subconscious mind takes over, and it gets easier and our response will become automatic in time. You are out of ideas and solutions to difficult problems. While our conscious mind is vulnerable to forgetting things, feeling exhausted, sleepy, and has run out of ideas, the subconscious mind neither sleeps nor forgets things. When you think about something long enough and add intense emotions into it, your subconscious will pick up on that and incubate the idea long after you have given up actively working on it. By communicating with your subconscious mind, you can request for it to work out the problem for you and possibly give you a solution. This has worked effectively for many of the great minds of the past and present. You want to get something done. We have to be our subconscious mind's own friend and partner. It is powerful enough to make things happen, and it also plays a major role in helping us create our desired reality. Let your subconscious mind understand what you want by communicating clearly with it. Yes, you can communicate with your subconscious mind. Request its assistance when you need help in life. Here are ways to effectively communicate with your powerful subconscious mind. Be clear about what you want. Do not confuse your subconscious mind by sending it mixed messages. Before you communicate with it, make sure you are clear about the outcome that you want. Your subconscious mind will need to focus on one strong intention at a time. You run the risk of not being properly understood if you keep changing your mind about your desires. Being intentional is an essential part of the process. Talk to your subconscious through a letter. Our subconscious holds a multitude of ideas, memories, and knowledge that it has accumulated all throughout our lives. Our conscious mind may find it a challenge to remember specific details from long ago, but the subconscious has got it on file and under lock and key, ready to reveal to you the answers you need when you ask. Communicate with your subconscious by writing a letter to it. This is especially helpful when you're trying to come up with creative solutions to problems that you can't solve on your own. Think about it intensely, then give it space to incubate in your subconscious and summon it to work on the idea for you. If it's understood you clearly enough, your subconscious will deliver an answer to you at the proper time. Eureka moments are often messages from our subconscious. Be affirmative, not negative. You rarely talk to a child in a similar way that you speak to an adult. In most cases, you make your communication simple, clear, and capable of being visualized in their minds, detailed. Apparently, this is how the subconscious mind works. A positive affirmation is a good example. Your subconscious mind doesn't speak in foreign languages like English, Chinese, or Latin, but it understands simple and clear words. Always highlight solutions, not the problem you want to overcome. Speak in the present tense, not in past or future tenses. Like talking to a child, simple and clear gets the message across to your subconscious. And finally, repetition is essential.